Okay, so my name is Rochelle, and you?
My name is Rachel.
And we are called the Two Rochelles, or the Radical R's, whatever you want to call it. Anyways, the first news is going to be about the internet and the demonetization of YouTube. And about it, it's going to be, it's like you have to have 1,000 subscribers to have better pay and to have a actual YouTube career. And that is a disadvantage to the small YouTubers because they don't have better pay and they are less likely to have the career that they wanted, which was being a YouTuber.
Yep. And a lot of these, big name YouTubers you see today, they have like millions and millions of subscribers, but even they still get affected by this.
Yup, that is true. And this new movie coming up called Wreck-It Ralph 2, and it's gonna star Miranda Sings, and I'm excited to watch it, right, Rachel?
Yep, I'm excited too. So the movie, we are not paid to promote this, but it's coming out November 1st in theaters all across the United States. We really urge you to go see it because it's probably the best representation of our internet today.
Yup.
Because in the trailers, you can see that there's YouTube, there's Google, there's all these apps, including eBay. And there are millions and millions of users everywhere, crawling around everywhere. And they even showcase the dark side of the internet, which nobody ever attempts to go to.
Yup. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never really...
Anyway. You go.
Yeah, I never really thought about it because you remember when the Emoji Movie came out?
Yeah, even though I didn't watch it.
It was a pretty, it wasn't a very good movie.
Yep, that's right. I think.
Yeah, its portrayal of the internet was blocky and the fact that it was a whole movie centered around the emoji. I'm not too sure that was ever a good, game plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's time to move on to the next segment.
Now it is time for the animation segment. Unfortunately, Rochelle had to do something, so I am doing it on my own. But she will be back soon enough. So, the latest news in the anime and, animation world. Well, you guys already know about Wreck-It Ralph 2, but what about, anime in general? So, there is this particular anime. It pretty much broke mainstream, and it lays no mercy on other genres. It's the perfect shonen anime, to be fair. There is something about this particular anime that is different from others, but it's not that different at the same time. And the anime I'm talking about is My Hero Academia. Now most of you know it's finished its third, season, and it's already been announced for a fourth. And it recently released the movie My Hero Academia: Two Heroes, and due to the success, the critical acclaim of that movie, it became a box office hit. It went into the Box Office Hall of Fame right behind Your Name and Spirited Away. And it's so successful that it's going to get a live action produced by Legendary. Now, already fans are thinking up ideas on who can play the characters. And honestly, I have no problem if, you know, The Rock was All Might. But for those of you that don't know what My Hero Academia is, it's a story about a boy named Izuku Midoriya, who lives in a world where everybody has superpowers and some of them become superheroes. They're called quirks. Now, in this world of superheroes and superpowers, there are some unlucky people that aren't born with a quirk. And Izuku is one of them. He got teased, bullied, just because he didn't have a quirk. But he still had the dream of becoming a hero, just like his idol, All Might. He dreamed of going to the same school as All Might as well. On a fateful day, Midoriya actually gets to meet All Might in the street. And then after convincing All Might that he too can become a hero despite being quirkless, he soon enough started his journey to become the world's greatest hero. Now, it doesn't sound that different. Trust me, when I first heard the summary, I wasn't that amused either. But once I actually started watching the anime, I noticed that there is something different about it. I can't really pinpoint what it is, but that one nuance, that one difference about it that's completely different from every other shonen anime, is what made it so much more than just mainstream. A box office hit, internationally acclaimed, about to get a live-action film. Now, on the live-action film part, there's an issue with that. When you're an anime fan, and you hear the words live-action, a chill comes running through your spine. Not gonna lie, I've been one of those people. Now, this all started with the story of Dragon Ball Evolution, and everybody knows how that went. And, you know, I am not immune to that either. Because we've had some failures, like the Death Note one, and a few other ones that I would probably mention at this point, but I can't. Because it has not come to memory at the moment. But there were some good ones, like, you know, the pretty decent Bleach one that is shown on Netflix, and then the one that was made for Gintama. Now, Gintama's was actually praised for being well made, as my favorite YouTuber would put it, you know, it was actually good. And the history between the anime fandom and live actions, we all know what it is, and we know how sour we can get. But I guess it's time to turn heads. Maybe this, you know, this live action will actually be good. Now, as I was discussing with Rochelle, we both grew up with anime and animation, and that making a live action would actually be interesting because they devote their time and their money and their work into it. And it may be as bad as Dragon Ball Evolution, or it may be as good as Gintama. We'll never know. But that's personally my opinion on it. And her opinion on it. And in all honesty, I'd actually like to see a live action. Call me crazy by otaku standards, but I'd actually like to see one. I want to see who would play Izuku. I think we already have an idea who might play All Might and who might play Eraserhead. I've seen the tweets. Anyways, thanks for listening to our show. It was our first episode, and I know we sound bad. But I hope you like it, and I hope you tune in for the next episode whenever we can. Have a good night. Have a good evening.